NPR has learned that the Trump administration has tightened its control over the independent agency that regulates America's nuclear reactors. Some nuclear experts worry that the changes could put safety at risk, and even more upheaval could be ahead. We're joined now by NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfiel. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
This agency, of course, known as the NRC, Nuclear Regulatory Commission, what's changing?
So the NRC was set up back in 1974 by Congress as an independent agency, and it's operated under the purview of five commissioners, a mix of Democrats and Republicans. And their job is to enforce the rules of the nation's nuclear reactors. But now the White House is getting involved. Two U.S. officials tell NPR that any new rules for nuclear safety must now go through the White House Office of Management and Budget for review before they can be finalized. And the White House also reserves the right to change those nuclear safety rules if they see fit. This is a big departure. I spoke to a former chair of the NRC, Allison McFarland. She was appointed by President Obama, and here's what she had to say.
It's absolutely essential that the nuclear regulator be independent. And what does that mean? It means independent of political and industry influence.
She felt this kind of review should be off limits.
Sounds like even more changes might be coming, too, I gather. You've seen a draft of an executive order that President Trump may sign regarding the NRC. What does that say?
Yeah, that's right. This executive order is entitled, quote, Ordering Reform of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It calls for a reduction in force at the NRC, a, quote, wholesale revision of nuclear safety regulations, speeding up review of licenses for new kinds of reactors. And lastly, it instructs the agency to look into relaxing some of the radiation standards for workers and the public. Of course, this is a draft. We don't know what will be in the final version, or even if Trump will sign a final version, but he is expected to sign some orders related to nuclear power relatively soon.
Jeff, why does the administration seem so eager to get involved with nuclear safety?
You know, Scott, it's less about safety and more about independence. The administration really doesn't like independent agencies. It views them as bureaucracy run amok. Here's Russ Vogt, Trump's head of the Office of Management and Budget, speaking about it to Tucker Carlson.
There are no independent agencies. Congress may have viewed them as such, but as an administration, the whole notion of an independent agency should be thrown out.
And the White House echoed that sentiment in a statement for this story. They said, quote, the president of the United States is head of the executive branch, and then went on to say that it was he who was in charge of agencies like the NRC. Now, I should say the NRC has a reputation for being hidebound and extremely strict. And in fact, Congress passed legislation last year to try to reform its regulatory process. But even critics of the agency said they really doubted the White House getting involved would help. For one thing, it'll just add another layer of bureaucracy when trying to deal with new regulations.
Certainly, a lot of people would be concerned about whether these changes could somehow help make a nuclear emergency more likely.
Yeah, well, McFarland, the former NRC chair, told me she did think this would impact safety.
If you aren't independent of political and industry influence, then you are at risk of an accident, frankly.
But at the same time, the NRC is maintaining very high existing standards at nuclear plants, and the industry has a decent safety track record. I really think this is more about what safety might look like 5 or 10 years down the road.
NPR's Jeff Brumfiel, thanks so much.
Thank you.